This is a Gathering Heritage project interview recorded in County Louth in Ireland.
Delighted to welcome to our Gathering Heritage project today, Jean Yore. And we are down to talk about the Men Shed. But Jean, what is Dundalk's Men Shed?
Dundalk Men Shed was set up in 2011. I think it was by Louth County Council and the Netwell Centre at Dundalk Institute of Technology. And up until 2 years ago, it was Louth Community Men's Shed. And it consisted of three sheds in the county: ourselves, Dundalk, Cooley and Drogheda. And then we all became independent because the funding that was there from, say, the EU funding that came and from the EU and through Netwell, that all sort of dried up, and so we became an independent shed. And there's about, let me say, there's about 500 sheds in the country altogether. So we're part of a national organisation, the Irish Men's Shed Association.
And are they all organised the same, Jean? Is the rules and regulations for every one of them the same, or can you do what you want?
Each shed would have its own constitution, its own policy and procedure document, which I was heavily involved in when we went independent. You know, we drew up our own independent policy, and that was important. The manager of the shed when it was Louth Community Men's Shed was Aoife Byrne, and Aoife is now with the national organisation, the Irish Men's Shed Association, and the national body that looks after the interests of all the sheds around the country. So Aoife did tremendous work here. You know, she set it up along with others in Netwell Centre. And
how long is it here now in Dundalk?
2011. So we're self-sufficient. The members, there's a basic fee that is paid, a very small fee. It's a membership fee and a small weekly contribution. And then some of the members here make items which we sell in a shop or which people ask us to make. And we have our Christmas raffle fundraiser and an annual flag day. But that's basically it. So we have to provide make our own way. We have to pay our own bills, our own rent, and etc. You know, so we manage to take over, you know, and keep going. And it's mainly due to the effort put in by the members.
So there is a committee, is there, a Jean?
Oh, yes.
From there?
Yes, yeah. There's a committee which is elected at the AGM every year, and everybody on the committee has a specific job. My job is chairman, but it's a great committee, and it works because the members in general make it work. You know, it's the attitude of people, of the members, that make it work. So that, Harry, is basically what the Dundalk Men's Shed is. We would have about 80 members. It's getting, you know, it grows all the time, and an average of 30 to 40 maybe a day, and we're open 5 days a week, and so it's quite a busy place.
Yeah, I was talking to a few people, Jean, that I was coming down, you know, and there's a great love for it in the town. The town
yes,
has taken it to
you
the
said
heart.
That because. Yeah. I noticed that now when the choir is out, you know, doing a public performance or something, people are so supportive. When we did shows in Nanton, when we have a Christmas raffle, and when we on Flag Day, the people of Dundalk and the surrounding areas are absolutely fantastic. And I think I'm surprised that so many people know what it's about. You know, it's there to give people in retirement an opportunity to socialise and at their own pace, in their own way, and to have a communication network, you know.
Can I just ask you a couple of questions about that point that you're making there, Gene? When, we'll say I was a carpenter and I retired and I come down, and I, is my part of it that I would help other men to do what I'm doing and vice versa, with everybody helps one another?
Yeah, but it's worked out on a pretty, I won't say a strict basis, but it's organized. For instance, it's in the policy and procedure document that if a new member comes in, unless they are qualified to use the machinery, they have to be supervised by people who have been assigned to use that machinery. So people can't just walk in and casually go around and use machinery. We have strict rules for health and safety and for insurance purposes. But basically it's for the health and safety and well-being of the members. So we, you know, it's pretty, each section is pretty well run by the people in it.
But. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons of a success, isn't it? Exactly what you're saying. It's very well run. It needs to be organised very, very well. Now, you mentioned there about fundraising, and there's a lot of different things you do. And the Everyman Show, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, before I go on to that, I just wanted to give an idea of the way, like, a shed on its own, whether it's in Dundalk, there's about 7 or 8 in Louth at the moment, and they're not isolated. We are part of a national organisation, and the IMSA, the Irish Men Shed Association, it really is a brilliant organisation because, for instance, we had a conference in Cork last September, and there are people there from all over Ireland, because you must remember 10,000 people a day use the 500 sheds in Ireland.
10,000?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether it's... 10,000 every week. But it would be, you know, like if you add up, there's 10,000 every week. So that's a lot of sheds, you know. Yeah. And so, I mean, at the conference, we had people from Australia, from Iceland, from all, you know, from one end of the globe to another. And they came to the conference in Cork because the shed movement is more successful in Ireland than it is in any other country in the world. It's more successful.
And yet it didn't start in Ireland.
Well, it started in Australia, but it's more successful here. And I think that says something for us as a people. I think that says Irish people realise that isolation, social isolation, leads to health problems, mental health problems, physical health problems. You're going to deteriorate as a person, a retired person, if you are not involved in something. And I think that's why it's so strong in Ireland, because we are good at keeping together as communities, you know.
I suppose, Gene, years ago when men would retire and they did nothing, there was nothing for them to do, maybe to go for a pint, but this gives them a whole completely different life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, there are 4 times as many sheds per head of population here in Ireland than any other country in the world. So I think that says something about, you know, people don't just close in on themselves or rely on the old ways, you know. So just wanted to cover that. You're asking me about the Everyman Show. Mm. Yeah, there was workshops by Zoe Conway, John McIntyre, and Sophie Coyle, and the men took part in these workshops, and with the expert guidance, they wrote songs and wrote songs for the show, and they were performed in the show, which the choir master performed, and the choir master Patrick Connolly conducted everything in his usual brilliant way. And the Tawn Arts Centre director, Paul Hayes, directed the entire project, and he was brilliant. So I think it was a great success. Mm-hmm. It was funded by the Arts Council, so it got national recognition from a funding point of view anyway. And I think they're going to have it restaged in Drogheda. I think there's going to be a performance later in the year in Drogheda.
Yeah. Can I just come in there, because I was at it actually, and been involved in the town hall for a long, long time, and I've said this to nearly everybody. To me, it was one of the best performances, because you didn't mention very one thing about it, Jean, was the film at the back of it,
the video at the back of it,
and then the people that was on the video came out and sang or talked about it. That was a brilliant thing.
Yeah, that's a good point, Harry, because when each song was introduced, if I remember correctly, there was a video shown, and the writer of the song explained how it came about, and very well, and all the techniques were put together so well.
There were some beautiful stories in it, you know, about men that lost love and had dates with girls and they didn't turn up. It was really, really nice stories.
There was everything from Father Ted comedy to Greek tragedy, you know. It had everything, but that's what you get here anyway, you know.
And then, of course, you had the wonderful Zoe Conway and John. And I was talking to Zoe actually after it, and she had a ball with the whole thing.
Yes, yeah, Zoe and John and Sophie seemed to really, really enjoy the whole experience as well. And it was fantastic because they are all professionals, you know, great professionals that travel the world. And then they could tune into us and vice versa. So that was a remarkable thing in itself, you know.
It was brilliantly done, well done to everybody in that. Now, of course, you need money to keep going. So do you do any other fundraising?
Well, we have an annual flag day like most clubs around town, of course. And but we also have a very successful Christmas draw, Christmas raffle. Been very successful over the past couple of years, when last year and the year before a rocking horse, a handcraft rocking horse was made by the men in the woodwork department, and it was absolutely brilliant. And the part of the proceeds were donated to the Maria Goretti Foundation 1 year and St. Bridget's School in Ardesmond here in Dundalk last year. So this year's project is not going to be a rocking horse. It's going to be, there's a new project lined up.
It's going to be a surprise, isn't it?
Well, I think it's actually going to be something quite nice.
And is that involved with the shop down in the Long Walk that you do down there? Is that part of?
Well, that's just an outlet. That's only that's just a place that we have where we can sell products. Mm. But Christmas fundraiser is fantastic. We get great support for that, and I would certainly like to thank everybody for their kindness and generosity, because, again, it's what you were saying about the people of Dundalk. They are so generous. They give us so much support, and they support local organizations when they know what we do. And that's what, you know, the Christmas draw, it's not just about raising funds. It's an opportunity, again, for us to be out there and let people know we're out there.
I always think, Jean, the name of it, Men's Shed, visualises most people's fathers or grandfathers out down the bottom of the garden in a wee shed doing wee bits and pieces. So there's a great attraction there for family people, you know, to get to know all about it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, as you were asking me earlier, the movement started in Australia, and I think it was a doctor in Australia who started, and he noticed that, you know, men were looking for something to do, and they would go off to work with machinery in a shed or something like that. But it's much more complex than that. Yes, it's about people learning new skills if they want to, or using the skills they had when in their work days. But it's we have people from every walk of life here, you know, and people have taught themselves to paint pictures, you know, they've taught themselves artwork. And they, for instance, there was a writing workshop set up by Tony Henry, and the men in that produced a book which we launched last December in the County Library in Dundalk.
And what was the book about?
Tall Tales and Short Stories. It was memoirs, poems, short stories, and local history. Everything, you know, that whatever you know people wanted to write about.
They could do what poems or...
Yeah, it was a mixture of memoir stories, poems, the kind of things you'd find at a writer's festival.
And will that be done again? Will you be doing another book?
It may be. The thing here is that they'll take on anything, you know. I mean, that worked very well. I must say it was a really... I think we're the only shed in the country that actually did something like that, you know, so we're very proud of that, you know.
Yeah.
And which is fitting because I think we were the first shed in Ireland, you know.
And I know with all the things, the fundraising there, and I know most of the men when I come down to have a look around the other day, and they're absolutely great men. I know practically every one of them. There's a lovely atmosphere in the place, and that counts an awful lot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there, Harry, because... the reason it all works is because everybody is here to make it work. You know, there's no clashes or rivalry, you know, of egos or anything like that. People want the thing to work and they make it work. There is this goodwill, you know, and if there is something... We have a committee that can talk to people. People come talk to people. Everybody is taking on responsibility for something. So they don't... It's not a case of people sitting back and saying, oh, the committee didn't organize that. Why didn't it happen? You know, everybody is a decision maker. And when we have a meeting at the end of the month or something, everybody gets involved. So... It's not a case of a committee directing how things will be done. It's a case of a committee facilitating the members and keeping the members up to date.
And that's the most important thing of
any. The members make the decisions,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the only thing about the committee is that it's the simplest way of coordinating everything. But basically, my job as chairman is to keep everybody informed.
So some of the men would come up with ideas and it would be discussed and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is, you know, when we throw something out and say, look, some of us think this will work, some of us think it won't work, we should just leave it for a while, try something else. Yeah, but it's discussed. You know, there aren't little groups that want to challenge others, you know. Well, that does happen in any organization, from the family out, you know. So we're lucky that way. And I think it's because people want it to basically work, to make it work, you know.
Gene, I hope you don't mind me going back to something there you're talking about. You mentioned the choir very quickly.
Yeah.
But it deserves more, I think, than just a mention, because I think the choir are absolutely fantastic.
Well, I didn't mention it very quickly. I wasn't skipping over it because when I was talking about the Everyman show, that was the choir.
Yes.
You know, yes. So I thought that was quite clear.
The, I mean, more the outside when they're on their own.
Yeah, well, I mean, the choir perform different functions, you know, through the town and that. You know, they're our ambassadors. Yeah, I think the world of the choir. Yeah.
And now, one of the things down here, just we're down in Seatown, but it's a fine big place down here, isn't it?
It's a good facility. Yeah.
So what is the future, Gene, for us? Can you see it developing any further? Or like new members, your new members are always welcome, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So can they just come down or have to be put forward with the committee? Because people listening to this will probably wonder how maybe one of their fathers could come down.
Well, if somebody was interested or if a family member wanted to suggest it to somebody. Yes, if a person drops in, we would talk. So one of the members of the committee could meet them and explain to them what the rules and regulations are and how everything works. And then the application could be submitted and it would come before the committee.
That's
the procedure. Yeah.
And as chairman, are you elected every year, or are you forever chairman?
No, it's a democracy, and we have an AGM like every club, every organisation, and at the AGM every year, they elect a committee, chairman, vice chairman, treasurer, and that, you know. So there's tremendous work done here. I only play a very, very small part. We have an excellent treasurer in Brian Byrne and assistant treasurer in Matt Keating. And I could go on and on, but there's great, as I said, it's not just the people on the committee that make it work, but it's also Harry, it's basically the members, you know, and every member can go forward at the AGM for whatever position they wish. And that's basically it, you know. So
can I just say before we finish, just that the few times that I've seen nearly everything that they've put on. And if you ever hear the choir is going to be on or it's going to be something in the town hall, do support them, because they're brilliant. This is not a Mickey Mouse. This is very, very good talent.
There are other things. For instance, last spring, there was a Loudmen Shed showcase here in Jocelyn Street over at the Presbyterian Hall, and you had sheds from all over County Louth there, and it was organised by the organisation, the Irish Men's Shed Association, and on display there was magnificent work. The carvings, the woodwork that is done here is absolutely tremendous. The paintings are really phenomenal, and we had paintings, we had sculptures, we had artwork, we had everything there. It was a wonderful day. Maria Doyle represented Louth County Council, Maria Finnegan, Louth Leader Partnership. Kevin Meenan gave an absolutely wonderful talk. He was asked to by the Irish Men's Shed Association. I asked him to and Kevin was absolutely brilliant. Zoe Conway performed. Our own choir was there, of course, and a group from Drogheda who had just been formed, a music group, they were absolutely brilliant. So to be honest, Harry, I am absolutely amazed at the talent that people here in the Dundalk Men's Shed have, and not only here, but whatever shed we visit. We go to other sheds. We've had a lot of visits, especially from northern sheds, Armagh, Belfast. You know, there's a great cross-border interaction, which has been encouraged by the national organization. And we've had people from the West, from Leitrim, from Roscommon. And I'm absolutely amazed at the ability people have. It reminds me of when I was on the local paper, on the Democrat, and I'd go out every week and interview somebody. I must have interviewed about 500 people all over Mid Louth, and Mid Louth is just one small part of a small county. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get over the number of people who have all these talents and all these abilities, you know. And the shed reminds me of that, you know. It's just remarkable, you know.
I think it's a lovely way to end up. I think that is absolutely perfect, the way you say that. And can we wish them all the very, very best. And Gene, thank you very much indeed for organising. Well, it was great.
It's a pleasure, Harry, and thanks very much for having us.
Listen to lots more epic interviews at gatheringheritage.com.